GPT 5.6 lands, Meta ships Muse Spark, and AI probes the brain. OpenAI's GPT 5.6 release earned the highest score in the day's Hacker News feed, 1,332 points and nearly 1,000 comments, reflecting the developer community's sustained appetite for evaluating each model update against real production workloads. The distinguishing feature of 5.6 appears to be reasoning density under constraint. Where earlier GPT-5 variants were noted for thorough but verbose chain-of-thought processing, the new release reportedly compresses reasoning into fewer steps while maintaining accuracy, a meaningful improvement for deployments sensitive to token cost and response latency. The same day brought Meta's Muse Spark 1.1, a multimodal creative model now available through the Meta Model API. Unlike GPT-5.6's general-purpose reasoning orientation, Muse Spark is purpose-built for image, video, and interactive content generation, and Meta's API-first distribution strategy suggests it is targeting developers rather than competing primarily as a consumer product. The Hacker News discussion on Muse Spark drew 189 comments compared to 924 for GPT 5.6, a gap that reflects the community's current view that reasoning capability matters more to their workflows than creative generation. That two significant model releases arrived on the same day illustrates how dramatically the competitive pressure among major AI labs has compressed iteration cycles. A less heralded but intellectually striking entry in the day's AI coverage came from EPFL's Nevo project, which is using AI-generated videos specifically engineered to maximally activate target brain regions. Traditional neuroscience experiments are constrained by the stimuli that exist in nature. Generative AI allows researchers to synthesize stimuli that move along precise dimensions, adjusting symmetry, luminance, or spatial frequency, and use the brain's measured response as a reward signal to guide generation toward whatever a specific neural region responds to most strongly. Commenters from both neuroscience and AI research backgrounds engaged the story, with methodological skeptics questioning whether the approach optimizes for the measurement instrument rather than underlying neuroscience, and AI researchers finding the feedback loop architecture compelling on its own terms. On the hardware side, an Apple Silicon executive interview about Mac Mini demand described sustained consumer interest that Apple reportedly did not fully anticipate, a notable admission from a company known for precise supply chain management. The Mac Mini's unified memory architecture makes it an effective platform for running mid-size language models locally, and the post-chat control context gives that capability added relevance. Local inference means data never leaves the user's hardware, a structural privacy advantage that may grow more attractive to European users navigating the new scanning mandate. A separate ShowHN project called Calibri, which applies quantization and optimization techniques to run the GLM 5.2 model on modest consumer hardware, earned 720 points on a similar democratization premise.